Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Boomers Live land, and good morning to our Easy Way family and to Risa Gray. Risa, are you on with us?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, Risa, it's getting exciting. I mean, we've been going through a lot of, situations with the pandemic and everything, but times are getting a little bit more cheerful. We got the holidays are upon us, and they sure come fast, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Hanukkah is come and gone. Christmas is around the corner. And
around
then
the corner.
We'll have, Happy New Year's and Kwanzaa in between.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we got the Easy Way Wall of Fame bestsellers list coming up here. And Easy Way, we got to remember, everybody, text Easy Way to 55678. Create an account. And the Wall of Fame's got so many opportunities for everybody, and Reith and I know that. It's your one-stop solution for everybody. And Reith, I'll tell you what, I'm going to hit you with this real quick. I saw this article last night, and they went in deep scientific studies about this, and they said vitamin D is a good one for all this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So we want vitamin C and D and so on. So, but they said a big article on D. Had a flat tire, Reith, on the freeway.
First one
in a long time. Yeah, and guess what? When they come out to, usually I change it myself, but the trunk was so full of, I did my Christmas shopping and it was late at night. So I thought, to heck with it, I'll just call AAA. And guess what? They will tow your car, but you can't ride with them. So you have to have someone. Yeah, you have to have someone pick you up. Fortunately, the police came by and helped me out, and they gave me a ride home. But otherwise, you got to think about that. You could be stuck out there and have that little machine that fills up the, if you don't like to change your car, your tire, they have that little machine that will fill your tire up. That might work. But with that, Reith, I'll tell you what, a lot of excitement going on, a lot of good things and a lot of excitement with the Easy Way program.
Let's move on to the hot topics, because you sound like you're doing hot topics. Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topics. Well, the hottest topic around is still COVID-19, unfortunately. They're starting with the vaccinations. They're saying that the vaccinations are safe. The only people that need to be concerned are people that know that they have anaphylactic shock from allergies. And I've never gone totally into anaphylactic shock, but I've come close. And so I'm going to have to be a little cautious about taking one of them. I think that's the Pfizer one. And then the Moderna one, they're saying, doesn't have quite the same reactions. So I don't know. You're going to have to pick which one you're going to want to take, depending on what's available to you. But the vaccinations are going out all over the world now. So hopefully we're making the turn and we're going to move into something else. And then there are doctors out there that say that there are some medicines that help cure once you've already gotten the virus. So hopefully, Jim, 2021 is going to be a much more safe and sane year than 2020 has been. And still, I want to encourage everyone, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, don't have large gatherings, especially with people that you don't know, and even people that you do know that are high-risk people. We love our millennials, but they're risk takers, and those of us that are a little bit more mature can't afford to take the risks that some of these young people can. So stay safe over the holidays. Don't have large gatherings. If you think you feel sick, don't go. There was a man who got on a plane, died on the plane of COVID, and he lied to get on the plane because I guess he wanted to get home. Don't do that. You don't feel well, don't travel. Don't go anywhere. Don't go around other people. And that's my hot topic for this morning. Jim, what's yours?
Well, yeah, President Trump did get some props on the push they did to get this record-breaking time put together. Usually takes a long time to put the vaccine together. But we got the holiday season is on big time, and sales are up. Although retail stores may not be full, shoppers, due to the shutdowns and everything, they're still getting out there. But the onlines are exploding. 69% of Americans have shopped online, and online shopping is growing so fast that the global online shopping market, since it's predicted to hit $4 trillion, that's, I'm talking about a change, you know, in productivity and how you deliver it and all that. That's really big. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused the biggest blow to the economy since the Great Depression. GDP fell at 32.9 annual rate, the deepest decline since the records began in 1947. Chuck Schumer said the faltering economy is due to President Trump. Well, that's basically not true, according to a lot of the experts. The opposite is basically true, because they said because of NAFTA and the trade imbalance with China that Trump corrected and all that, he's done a lot to help, which, because we're going through this, that put a little platform behind it so we can manage this a little bit better. Americans are resilient, as history shows, that they'll get through this, and that's what the stats say. Congress just about ready to vote on a $900 billion pandemic relief plan, so I know everybody's been waiting for their checks. $1,200 for individual, $2,400 for seniors, and then I believe it's somewhere around $500 per dependent. But we'll see what happens. It's linked to a $1.4 trillion measure to find government operations, to fund them, government operations through the fiscal year. So let's hope that comes through. It'll help for the holidays. For the first time in, 800 years, a great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn. The two, they'll appear side by side. So don't hold your breath on the next time. That's supposed to start around the 21st. And then if you're going to travel, Reason I give you warnings on this, if you're going to New York, they had some big snow up there, over 40 inches. Major U.S. companies came into some really powerful hacks. You probably heard about that, and they expect Russia could be behind it. Stocks dropped to a new COVID-19. It caused us a drop, because if you've heard about the situation in Britain, their new strand there, it's supposed to be a pretty potent strand that's come up, so people are afraid to go there. A volcanic eruption. Here's on your travel plans, too. So check when you're traveling to New York and to Hawaii, because the Big Island had a big eruption with their volcano. Grandmother she spent all day decorating her tree. At the end of the day, she found a raccoon up in the chandelier, so she took a broom and got it off the chandelier, and it ran over to the tree, got inside, and tore the tree apart. Oh, Grandma's got to start over. So there you go, Reef. Millions of people flying, and they say stay home, but millions are flying. And scores of kidnapped Nigerian children were rescued. That's some good news. In West Virginia, police give violators, instead of tickets, they gave them gift cards. So how about that, Reef? Is that next time you get stopped, wouldn't it be nice to get a gift card?
Yes, it would, except I'd rather not get stopped.
Yeah. With that, we got a commercial coming up, but yeah, that'd be nice. Let's suggest that to the LAPD.
The Brain Tap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of Brain Tap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course, or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your Brain Tap, close your eyes and begin your course review. Brain tapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Looking to take the next step? Join the EasyWay Network and become part of our EasyWay family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. So that's the way we do it, and it wasn't easy. It was a lot of work, years of work and planning that Eric put on this, and what it's turned out to be is really amazing. Very beneficial for people. And our guest coming up is you're gonna enjoy our guest coming up here. Patty Sadler, founder and CEO of New Life Clarity Project. And when we say founder and CEO, it's not easy to get in a position like that. It takes a lot of time, a lot of hard work. Patty is a publisher, author, speaker, and influencer. Each one of those takes quite a bit of time, and she really has results. I've known Patty a while, and she definitely has results. She has a passion for creating global change, so she thinks big. Patty has a talent for motivating and inspiring others to find the big why in their lives to embark on their adventures through life. First responder and gifted trainer, she insists on business owners, sales teams, entrepreneurs, and authors to find unexpected and amazing results. And that's a fact. She does that. Talk show host, director of public relations in the SOAR Foundation, and president and CEO of NLCP. She definitely lives life with a passion and has shown that it is possible to create life-changing results. She offers consulting and comprehensive level assisting others manifest their life vision to become a reality. Patty Sadler, are you on with us?
I am. How are you today?
Hello, hello, Patty. This is Reefa Gray. Do you remember Reefa? Reefa, Patty.
I absolutely do. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love
it. Well,
I was going to say,
along with all the things that Jim said about you, she's also a real fun lady to be around.
Yes.
Welcome.
Such a good spirit. You know, it's people like Patty that they're humble. And you just, it's, you know, some people you get around just relaxing. And Patty is, you know, but on the other side, she has so much expertise. So you help a lot of people with what they're doing. And you have that really gift that about doing the books and being the publisher in that. That's not an easy situation because, Patty, people come at you at the last minute and they want changes and all kinds of stuff is involved with that. But before we get into that, what, you know, a lot of people, 95% of the people don't want to get on stage. And you're a speaker and influencer and everything. You have to be on stage and you have your show, your host and everything. What brought you to this, you know, field in the public eye and all that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's been a long journey. I didn't really intend to go that route necessarily. It all began with me wanting to share my story. And I had been a victim of domestic violence, and I escaped from that, and it was 17 years worth of it. And
wow.
I actually went forward by trying to heal myself, and I went and I got PTSD therapy training, became a first responder, started, you know, programs working with women who had come from incarceration and from domestic violence and other, you know, other forms of abuse. And that was my main goal, and was getting my story out. And then I went and worked with a New York Times bestselling author for a 2-year program. And it was basically a very, very intense program that cost me quite a bit. But it was about publishing and marketing and all those things. So I was in intense studies for that. I didn't really want to become a publisher. What I wanted to do was share my story and magnify it. So there came a point in my life when I had to move home to take care of my parents because they were elderly, and I could no longer just have a regular job. And the good Lord just put it in my place. He said, this is what I've given you. This is what you've learned. And publishing is what you need to do, and you need to allow people to share their voice and share their stories, and you can take care of your parents and honor that while you have the opportunity. He blessed me in so many ways, as you can see.
Well, you're such a good example because people go through difficult times. You've been through very difficult times, more than most in a lot of cases. But you have that resilience factor. Where do you think that comes from? I mean, did you just pick yourself up from the bootstraps and go forward, or you think it was your parents or great-grandparents or somebody in there? What gave you that strength to keep going?
First of all, the foundation that I had a good upbringing as far as understanding who I was. I think God is the highest reason, and He is the paymaster, and He is the one in charge. But I always knew who I was. I knew I was a child of God. And even though all these things that were happening to me, I always had that faith. And one day I had to escape it. And I knew there was like a 7-year period of time I'd been praying to Him desperately. And He found me the way to escape. He did everything. I cannot take credit for any of it. And it's a whole other story. But God is the key, and knowing that He's in charge and having complete faith in Him and knowing that we are all divinely created for greatness. And that's my biggest message, is for other people to realize that there is another side to this. You can move past it and go to the other side of that bridge and have a good life.
But, yeah, exactly. You see, go ahead, Rick.
There's so many people, men and women, who have a story that needs to be told. And they'll tell me, oh, I should write a book. And I'll say, well, write it. And they say, how? I don't know how.
They just need to contact me.
Don't know how.
I have an author academy that I can actually work with them one-on-one for up to 2 years, and they get published and everything. I also have a lot of resources, and all they have to do is contact me. Just contact me, go to the Easy Way of Wall of Fame, send me a message, and contact me right there. There's so many ways to connect on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Now, we also have a bestseller list that we're building on the Easy Way Wall of Fame bestsellers. And you can find that on the Wall of Fame as well. But if you connect with me on the Wall of Fame, contact me. I have many programs at many price ranges, and everybody deserves to get their story out there. And we can work it out. And if you need services about, you know, anything.
It's kind of legacy, isn't it, Patty? You know, when people write a book, it's like, I won't be here forever, but you know what? If I do a book, right?
If you do, then you're going to leave a legacy for your generations to come. And one change in one life can affect thousands of generations.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, now you came across Eric. Has that been a game changer and altered your life?
Oh, Eric's absolutely been a game changer. And if you look me up at the Easy Way Wall of Fame, you'll be able to see. But he has supported me in so many ways. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be seen, you want to be part of Easy Way. If you want to get connected. You want to be part of Easy Way. But the best thing I can tell you is if you go into the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and this is what Eric has created, this amazing platform for people to connect and work together and sell their products and sell their services. It's all right there.
One-stop shop.
EasyWayWallOfFame.com, and it's free to join. High-quality connections. Right.
So you're New Life Clarity Publishing, author, speaker, and everything. So people come to you, and what do you think a stumbling block is for people that have that vision? Like, say, Retha wants to write a book about her amazing life. And what's the stumbling block they come across? Just procrastination or organization? What do you think it is that stops people?
Well, part of it's fear.
Yeah.
Is their story worth it? And this is what I can do in my author academy, is I can teach you why your story matters. I can help you to flesh out your story and create, you know, your outline for your book. I can help you use your senses to write in a way that will allow the reader to experience your story. I can help you in marketing. I can help you in getting your books out to all the avenues, Barnes & Noble and Amazon and just everywhere, and get you a best-selling status and publish to boot. So, you know, it's a lot.
And it's interesting that the little phrase you have a talent for motivating, inspiring. Now, that's when people need that, because they become entrenched and they don't go anywhere. It's status quo. And you have that motivational, inspiring factor, which is very important to find the big why in their own lives. So
right.
It's like, how does that work, the big why?
Okay, so first of all, they need to realize that their story matters. And why is their story important to them, and how they can support their legacy? So the why would be, why would you want to share your story, and what is that message that you have? And
find
why
message,
you?
Yeah.
And I can teach them why they are the only one that can share that message, because they're the only one that experienced it. And only them, only they can create that story and reach that one person who might need to be inspired by their story to stay alive.
That's good. I like that phrase, the big why. And nobody could be you better than you, right, Patty?
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to be you. God did not make anything that wasn't perfect. There's nothing that he made that was imperfect.
So do you think there could be any reason for Retha to write a book? Because she has interesting, is her life interesting enough? Or?
Retha, I would love to have Retha write a book. I mean, she has so much experience and so many stories to tell. But even if she didn't, and she wasn't the celebrity that she was, everyone has a story, and their stories matter, because we all have a legacy. We have family. We have people that we're connected to that need to heal, and those that we aren't connected to that need to heal. So I don't think there's anybody that should not tell their story, no matter how big or small they think it is.
And
absolutely.
Right,
so again, they would contact you through the Easy Way Wall. Go to easywaywall.com? I always get them. Awesome.
Easywaywalloffame.com.
.com, yeah.
Yeah.
And look up Patty Sadler.
And
yes,
you text
ma'am.
Easy Way to 55678, too, if you want information.
They could do that. Yes, absolutely.
Account, so on. But, you know.
Yes.
It's like Retha said, Patty, you have so many skills. And this, with the publishing, people don't know what's, you know, the person behind the scenes, which is you, putting this together and helping them format, you know, the book they want to do. You're really good at that, you know, and you're very patient. I know you've worked with
me. I am very patient.
You know, and the influence effect, you know, you did such a good job with that, because you had to work with so many people, so many celebrities that Eric brought to the table, and all kinds of different people. And you
there were actually 43 of them.
43, wow. And you had to deal with all of them, just get all that right. So, well, I give you a lot of credit for that. But it's like Retha said, you have that nice, easygoing nature, too. And that's pleasant to be with, you know.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you having with us. But we want to thank you for coming on, because we know you got a busy schedule. And I don't know where you find the time for. I don't know how. You need more patties. You need to clone yourself because I know you must get a lot of calls.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I thank you so much, and I hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you,
Patty. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a very, very happy New Year, 2021.
Thank you. It's going to be
a better year.
Absolutely.
Let's put 2020 at 2020 vision.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got it.
All right.
Well, thank you,
Patty. Thank you for having me. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on.
See you.
Thank
so much
you. Bye-bye.
Fun. She is so talented.
Bye-bye.
So much fun. And with that, what are we going to do? Reef a commercial and then
we're
going to
have
and
a commercial and then absolutely.
Carmelita's Corner. Can't wait.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land, and it's great to be here again one more day, and we are grand. And I'm really excited because I have a very, very, very special guest. He's got a very unique background. We had an amazing conversation this morning, and I believe he's going to have some gems to share with you today, coming your way. And his name is Michael Magic Boyd. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, love. How you doing?
I'm doing.
It's a pleasure to be on your show this morning. I look forward to it.
Yes, you have so much to share, Michael. I mean, you are really amazing. I had no idea what I was bringing on board when you decided to be a guest on my show. You've got a lot of history behind you, and also... you've got a message, many messages really, to share that are very, very vital to our health and to the vitality of the country and of the world. So on that note, first of all, before we get to that, let me let everyone know that you are a accomplished singer, songwriter, and that you have been in the musical world for some time. You have even had your hometown mayor name a day after you And please share with us where your hometown is.
I'm from Meridian, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suppose everybody knows Mississippi. They try not to, but everybody knows Mississippi. And so, but I'm from Meridian, Mississippi, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that is a story in itself.
Yes, it is.
But I wanted you to talk about let's talk about the music first.
Okay.
What led you to the path that you have taken now, and also what made you decide to give a tribute to Sam Cooke?
Okay, so first question, what made me go into singing was actually I've sang since I was a baby. My grandfather and grandmother were ministers,
mm-hmm.
and so we sang in church basically all the time. When I was a little kid, people would always tell me, hey, you got a real nice voice, you got a real nice, and I was just a little baby, I was about six. And so one time we had a little thing at church where all the kids got to sing. And
mm-hmm.
so and all the adults in the choir sing, and the kids would sing. And so
mm-hmm.
I remember being very afraid to go up and sing, and my mother said, just go up and sing. And so I said, okay, then what I'll do, I'll go up. I won't look at the audience. I'll just look straight up into the ceiling. And so I remember singing my first song solo in church, looking directly at the top of the ceiling. And from there, never really thought about it because my family and I always sang on the, especially on the weekends on the front porch. We just sang gospels and things all day long. And so people from the neighborhood would join us, and you should have seen it. It was just a wonderful sight to see people in the neighborhood all come together and everybody singing and praising. You know, from there, you know, that's what our family did. I came from a family that my first cousin is David Ruffin of the Temptations, Jimmy Ruffin of the Temptations, third cousins. My first cousin is Al Wilson, if y'all remember the song Show and Tell. And so these guys used to work for my daddy out in the grass pasture because my daddy was a landscaper, and that's where we got the grass to put on the yards. And so from listening to David and Al Wilson and guys sing as little kids, you know, we got inspired from that, but never still thought about playing, about being a singer until I went off to college and I heard, coming home from a ball game, I heard Sam Cooke sing and I didn't know it was him. He came on the radio and he was singing Wonderful World, if you remember Wonderful World. Don't know much
mm-hmm.
about his spirit, that one. And I heard it. I could not believe what I was hearing. It was like the light of heaven had shone. I had to pull over the car to listen to it. And it went off, and I was in a panic because I couldn't figure out who the singer was. So for months, I couldn't figure out who it was. I looked everywhere, and I thought it was one of the singers of today. So I went, and I'm coming home from school playing baseball at the time, and it came on the radio again, but it wasn't the same song. It was a song called Good Times. And that's the song that started me singing. I knew immediately when I heard that song, I could not stop singing it. It wasn't about liking it. I started to sing it. And it got so much into me that I, after playing baseball, I went into singing, and people said, well, hey, you sound like Sam Cooke. And I went, no. They said, you sound like Sam Cooke. You should be singing. And so I started doing a tribute to Sam Cooke, and one day I was in Las Vegas playing baseball, and I always sang on the pitcher's mound. I would sing Sam Cooke's music out loud. It would drive the batters crazy, but it got me a lot of strikeouts and quite a few fights. I started singing it, and a guy from the Imperial Palace, you may know the show, we were talking about it, Legends in Concert.
Yes.
At the ball game watching, and he heard me singing on the pitcher's mound, and he asked me after the game, because we were only there 2 days, He asked me after the game, was I a singer? I told him no. He said, well, you're going to be. And he said, we have a showcase that we want you to be in tonight if you'd like to sing at the Imperial Palace. And I said, well, I have no clothes. I didn't bring anything with me. They bought me the clothes I ought to go on stage with. I mean, everything at the showcase. And so I did a tribute to Sam Cooke, three of his songs, Bringing On Home, Twisting, and Chain Gang. And the people reacted so strongly about it, I got a standing ovation for maybe 2 minutes. And from there, it was like no choice. I said, I'm going to do a tribute to Sam Cooke. And I've been doing that basically my whole career, along with my other music. I write my own music and things, but I sing Sam's as a tribute, not as an imitation. And so I put out a Sam Cooke CD that on the charts went number one. And so I knew from then on I'd be singing Sam Cooke's music. I sang my own music that I'd written and got lucky enough to be considered for a Grammy nomination. And from there, the music career basically just started from Vegas and led to the TV show I was on called Days of Our Lives for about 3 years, and did shows, you know, all around the country. And so that's basically how I got into the music, into the singing ends of things. And through all of that, I forgot what your second question was.
Oh, no. Listen, I think that the journey that you've led us on is just wonderful. And speaking of Sam Cooke,
yes, ma'am.
We had a great conversation this morning that there's a whole lot we could have covered. And one of the people that I'd like to talk about is Bumps Blackwell. Bumps was a very dear friend of mine. And, and as a matter of fact, at one time he was considering managing me when that was way back in the day, of course, you know, when I had aspirations of being on stage. But You Send Me, which was by Sam Cooke, was produced by Bumps Blackwell. And the other gentleman, I don't know, I'm having a brain moment here where I can't call his name right offhand, but he always had a big full head of white hair. Now maybe you know who I'm talking about. That was his partner. Very well
known
in the music.
I'm trying to pull it up right now because he wrote "To Marry You and Take You Home" in the song Sam Cooke. In the song You Send Me. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's in the song You Send Me.
Right. I met him and he really just gave me all the compliments in the world about singing Sam's music and said that I was the most authentic singing his music he'd ever heard.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I was honored. I mean, I was shocked because if you hear Rod Stewart, I mean, Rod Stewart did Bring It On Home was just brilliant. The OJs and all these people that sang Sam's music and stuff. And I felt very lucky that I was the only one that I know of and I read that had had a number one song with Sam Cooke's music other than him.
So your rendition made it to number one on the chart.
Yes. No, gosh.
Well,
that's
fantabulous.
Yeah. Very
wonderful.
Very happy. And so the song was just it really just made me. It let me know that I basically belong because in the concept, I was a baseball player. I was the number two draft pick of the Dodgers, number seven of Oakland. And that's all we cared about growing up was baseball. We did care about singing. We did it all the time. But baseball was who we were, meaning my brothers and my family. And so with singing like that, that way, we were destined to go into singing. My brother sang with the the Swan Serotones gospel group. I can't think of the one right now, but he sang with those guys and went in the country and got good enough to sing with Charlie Pride and on shows with Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Well, Charlie Pride, oh, my God. He was a legend. A really big legend. But I just want to go back to Sam Cooke for a minute. One of the biggest songs that he sang was "A Change Is Going to Come."
Oh, yes.
And that song is so significant, especially for these times. And I'm looking at the clock. I only have one eye on the clock. So we've got to get this in. You have a message. That's the second part of what I asked you to do, is to talk about your message about what people need to do to really address this coronavirus issue. Now, there's a new version of it that's just come out in the United Kingdom that's 70% more transmissible than the version that we have now. So we really, really have to take this thing seriously because, one thing we have to do is to make sure that we promote our immune system. That's one of the first things we need to do. But please tell us, we've only got a little bit of time left. Now, I would like to ask the engineer to put on your public service announcement, your song, because you wrote a song about this. It made the charts.
It's actually a public service song, but there is a 2-minute and 30-second version of it, and there are also 2 30-second PSAs that come with it.
Right.
The song is called "Don't Want You to Get It." It's about coronavirus. And I'm trying to make that the saying of our public from one person to another. Don't want you to get it. That's the reason I'm wearing this mask. This is the reason I'm staying away from you. This is the reason that, that I'm washing my hands and being aware of your life so that you will be aware of mine. That is what makes it the American way. When we all start to say to each other, don't want you to get it. And in that process, right now, the 2-minute, 30-second version is available on iTunes. And I want to ask everyone to go to iTunes, look for the song Mike, and download the song Don't Want You to Get It by Mike Magic, M-A-J-I-K, Mike Magic Boyd. Now, a portion of these proceeds I'm donating to our first responders, and to our nurses and teachers that need PPE and the people out there that need to eat. And if we, the American public, want to help, other than wearing the mask and staying away from each other, we have so much more we can do. And I'm asking everybody to show their hearts, that they go inside and no longer recognize the color of a person or their religion or any of these quirks that we have about each other. And just look over there and see a human being that's in need and know that God put us here to help those human beings. We can't help each other until all of us decide to help each other. So, American public, we got a problem out there. It's called coronavirus. And just like she just said, there's another one out there, and I'm guaranteeing you it's already here. If we want things to change, we're going to all have to change our minds to doing the right thing. The song is called Don't Want You to Get It. And sweetheart, I'm going to sing you a couple of notes because something we were just talking about with Sam Cooke is right in our faces. And what we need is a change. And God has said that change has now come. And so to everybody out there, just a little line of y'all of Sam Cooke's, so that you guys can see that this message was here long before I said, don't want you to get it. It says, it's been a long time coming. Oh, but I know that a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. And so all y'all out there, the change is here, and that change is to change your heart to doing positive things for one another in this country, and we will get America back. Don't want you to get it. Everybody go out there, purchase it, help somebody feel better, help them do better, and we will make our country better.
There you go. And on that note, I'm going to say we're going to ride off now into the sunset. And I want to thank you for coming
on.
Don't
want you to get it. Stay at home. Don't want you to get it. You might feel all alone. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and when you're in the public, 6 feet away you will stand. Don't want you to get it. Stay at home, don't want you to get it. You might feel all alone. Coronavirus, it'll put you to rest. Corona, don't want you to get it. Stay at home, don't want you to get it. You might feel all alone. It don't matter how you feel. It only makes a difference how you deal. Don't want you to get it. Stay at home. Don't want you to get it. You might feel all alone.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Yes, indeed. Well,
I thought we, instead of doing tech time and doing Jim's Gym, I thought we were going to have Angelique Marie on.
And you thought right, Retha. You thought right.
All
so
right.
That's what we're going to do. Born and raised in Chicago, Angelique Marie. Your 2020 Miss Elite U.S. Woman of Achievement, how about that, is a DePaul University Psychology and Columbia College Fine Arts graduate. I was a psychology major, Cal State Fullerton. Some of her favorite artists.
Oh, really?
Credentials. Phantom of the Opera, Christine, Jesus Christ Superstar, Simone, Guys and Dolls, Sarah Brown, Aladdin, Jasmine, and Stop in the Name of Love, Retha. She learned from the best and her career elevated as a 25-year professional vocalist, artist and model, and artistic director, producing pageants, 30 full-scale musical productions. I'm afraid if I went on and on, we wouldn't have time for Angelique. We'd say thank you for Angelique, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, hello. How are you?
Well, hello, Angelique, and this is Retha. Retha, you know Angelique. There you go.
Absolutely.
So, Angelique,
we want to thank you
for coming. I gave Patty. We gave her a nice build up, and I want to give you the same because Angelique's one of these people that you work with her, and she, you know, crosses the T's and dots the I's and is so good at the events and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh, she does that too. And or you'll see her on a broadcast and she's singing the national anthem or something. And you have a good voice. I saw you in that. Wow. You know, I'm going to put you on Britain's Got Talent.
Thank you so much. Yes. God has blessed me with.
I'm always learning stuff about you. Now, you've been through your times, you know, Patty went through a time, you had your challenges and so on, but now you're creating so much. And, you know, so what do you think, I like starting out with, what brought you down this road to where you're at? Because you could have became an architect or a doctor or whatever. What is it that you do now and all you do, you know, what brought you to this?
Well, I love to create. It is so rewarding to be a director of a musical theater production and have the final event, you know, shine, but not just the event, the people in it, and knowing that you help cultivate all that. It's just so rewarding. I was a psychology graduate, but I got out of that because I was taking my work home with me, and it was getting too hard. So I went back into my performance mode, my creative mode, and started creating events and pageants and fashion shows, and that's what I'm doing now, and musical theater first and foremost. And when you can cultivate a child who comes in all shy at first and then winds up singing that solo and nailing it on stage because of what you helped instill in them, there's nothing more rewarding.
And this is a learning experience for you too, as you take different roles and different parts. That opens up doors. And what is it? Is there any special, you know, out of all you, I'm reading this list, there's so much stuff you were involved in. Any that stand out that you said, oh, I like that part? You know, are there particulars?
Well, I'm blessed and honored to be Miss Elite U.S. for Women of Achievement.
Achievement, right. Yeah.
And I love that I'm able to spread my messages of awareness, of sexual assault awareness and epilepsy awareness to the masses with my platform, with my title. I want to thank Marlena Martin for that.
I've been on the, Queen Mary, right?
I'm very proud of that title.
Didn't you do some on the Queen Mary?
Yes, it was on the Queen Mary, exactly.
I remember that. And
my talent, I sang Defying Gravity from Wicked. And my platform that I spoke on was epilepsy awareness, because I have epilepsy. One out of every 26, I'm sorry, people have epilepsy. And I'm one of them, and I've survived it.
Now the song, you mentioned Defying Gravity, right?
Yes.
That song considered kind of a hard one? Isn't it a complicated song?
Yes, there's a really high belt towards the end.
Because I saw a young girl about
it.
right. There was a young girl on Britain's Got Talent, and she said that song, mm-hmm. and one of the stars said, "Oh, that's a complicated one." And
it's a
she
hard
did
song.
A pretty good job.
There's a big range in it. That's why.
So you've done so many. Wow, you 30, 25. You've done so many pageants. And 30 full-scale musical productions. Any stand out that you kind of really enjoyed when you do that many?
Yes, Fame, Les Miserables, and Rent. I'm going to do Rent. I loved Rent so much that I'm going to do it again as soon as we're able to open up again in North Hollywood.
Oh, wow. And you got
and
Halo
that story about what I love about those stories is that they're about social change, and
what was that, Reese?
Well, one of the things about being in Los Angeles is a film town, but we still love our theater. We have like two major theaters, but we've got lots of little theater where there's so much talent, and you can see it for a fraction of the cost. Like you said, you're going to be performing in North Hollywood as soon as it opens back up. I think people forget about our little theaters in L.A. where we have wonderful talent.
We absolutely do. Yes, I've worked with several of them, and it's amazing how much talent there is.
Now, when did you know, you're pretty...
Like you, Reetha. Like you, Reetha.
Yeah.
Well,
Reetha's
got
some of
that amazing talent, aren't you?
I have done some theater in the last few years. I cannot sing, though. I'm convinced God said if he gave me a voice, I would. No one would be able to live with me ever. So I can't.
No.
I can do a little bit of back in the day, literally back in high school and junior high school, I did like one of the wives in Little Abner. So I've done my share of musical theater, but trust me, no one wants to hear me sing. But my hat is off to anyone who does musical theater or theater at all, especially in L.A.
And so when did you pick up the singing, Angelique? Because you got a pretty good voice, and like you do so much stuff, like all of a sudden did you say, oh, I think I'm going to be a singer?
I've always wanted to be a singer. It was in my soul. I would sing when I was a little girl. I'd go downstairs and sing Olivia Newton-John, and I'd belt it out while everybody else was upstairs just because I had to sing. I was just a singer. And then I started taking vocal lessons when I was about 12 years old. And then I started singing professionally when I was about 15.
Wow.
So I've always been a singer. I've been in musical theater since college. And then I started producing musical theater. But really, my illness kind of took
its toll.
Took a turn for the worse, and I wasn't able to sing the way that I wanted to. So I went another avenue, and that's why I do both. I produce and I sing.
You own and operate Halo Events, California's one-stop event production shop. Now that supports talent for epilepsy and rock against trafficking. All right. So that is two big situations, that the epilepsy and the rock against trafficking.
Supports victims of sexual trafficking, but I was also, I'm a survivor of sexual assault and abuse. And, you know, every 73 seconds an American is sexually assaulted, and every 9 minutes it's a child. And I know that's hard to hear, especially during this time, but we all have to take responsibility for that, because we can change it just simply by educating our youth about what is good and bad touch. And if we do that, then, you know, I've set out to do what I want and
accomplish
what I'm setting to accomplish, which is to change our culture. So those numbers change drastically.
Yeah. Now, what's on the plate for you now? I mean, you came across, you met Eric, and you came across the easy way.
Love Eric.
That was probably
a easy way family. And I've just sort of been taken under his wing and then flying with him. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been a fun, rewarding whirlwind.
Yeah,
and,
no, we appreciate you so much.
We're working now on a lot of virtual events since we can't do live events, but it's
and
been
the virtual
fantastic.
Events. Reefa was saying that she kind of enjoys the virtual part of she does auditions and so on, and kind of likes stay at home.
It's much easier.
Well,
yeah.
It's easier in a way, but actually doing the events is a lot of work. I see it behind the scenes. That's a lot of work orchestrating the people from all over the world and choreographing the times and getting them on there. I'm thinking, well, I think I'd just rather go to a place.
The entire event is the same as doing a live event.
Yeah.
You just have to rehearse more, I think, and get the engineering going. But it takes just as much work, if not more,
to
collaborate.
How did you like the Golden Gala? Because you did a good job on that. How did you like that experience? Now that was a being their event. So you experienced that.
It'll be airing. We're really excited to announce that it's going to be airing on December 28th. That's part of the hiccups with a virtual event is, you know, when it comes to editing and engineering, sometimes there are hiccups and we just have to get past that. But so we're really excited to have it now on December 28th and to be airing it on December 28th.
And
everyone, you
were,
you,
And being part of talent, I have to say, a lot of the hiccups are caused by the talent. We're not used to doing this, the other side of the camera part.
Thank you. We're recording in our own homes on equipment.
Yeah, we don't do that. We've had to become directors, cinematographers, set dressers, hair, makeup,
the whole kit and caboodle.
So on both sides, it's a lot of work.
It is.
But that's where we are nowadays with the virus and things. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah, absolutely.
So you did the one, Angelique, you did the Golden Gala in Costa Mesa there, the one in person, the gold carpet, and then you also worked with the other one. Which do you find?
I did that with Sophia. Sophia actually was in charge of
she's amazing.
Yes,
yeah, you guys helped put that together. I know I offset things when I got on the stage with the microphone, and that wasn't planned, but I had to hear the Miss America sing a little bit. She was at her table, but that was fun. So what's on the table now? Like you say, we got the event coming up. So we have the
Golden Gala coming up on December 28th. We have our big event in March with Eric, celebrating Eric and Dante's birthday. We have Jeffrey Levine's event in May 15th. And I'm going to be continuing to teach vocally. So if anybody wants a vocal coach, I'm here for you.
I have a customer for you. Rita's telling me she wants to someday be a singer, so we'll get Rita in there for you.
No.
All right, well.
That's not what I heard.
People pay me not to sing, okay?
Well, she can twerk, but she just can't sing. But we want to thank you, Angelique, for coming on. You're amazing, and you're so talented. You got to put out an album. We got to get a record.
That's my next goal. Besides the album, I want to work. Samuel Morris and I wrote a screenplay about the story of my life, and that will be coming out next year. In 2021, I'm really excited about that.
And your son is an actor too,
I'll be
right?
True events, and of course I'll be singing on there as well.
Oh yeah, and your son acts, correct?
My son acts and sings. My daughter sings. We just did a church musical on Friday night, and they held it live actually. My son sang "Oh Happy Day." My daughter sang "Mary, Did You Know," and it was a big hit, a big success.
Oh, so cool.
Beautiful song. So she must be able to sing.
I was with your son
I love that song.
I was with your son when they were doing a shoot at in L.A. at one of the movies. I forgot to. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, talented individual.
And Angelique Marie, Angelique, you are also on the Wall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course I am.
So that's how people can reach you?
Absolutely.
And Patty's on, and Angelique. And so, Angelique, I know you're so busy. We want to thank you for coming on the Slow Motion Show with Rita and I. we just take it easy and do it slow.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Every once in a while, one of us will doze off. No, we appreciate having you. I appreciate you all around. And there's a lot of stuff coming up in our virtual future, huh? Who knows how long this will last? But it's definitely
a
different time.
Yeah, pretty much an event every month, from February on. So
yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
We're excited.
So have a safe, happy holidays. We'll be talking to you. And we got Christmas
around the corner.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, guys. God bless.
Thanks. Thanks, Angelique, for coming on.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Angelique is so talented. Have you heard her sing, Reed? Is Reetha still on with us? Okay. Well, guys, Radio Boomers Live, want to thank you all for coming on.
I muted myself again.
I knew. See, that's a baby boomer's blooper. Yeah, see, we're used
to it. It's true.
One of us is either dozing off or
I don't know
the mute button
I've heard. Right, something. I don't know that I've heard Angelique sing, but she's
got a good
been
voice.
So talented in putting events together and things together. But I don't think I've heard her sing, so I'm going to have to listen out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sophia and Angelique, they handle some big productions. But, yeah, I was watching her. It was not too long ago, and she was singing National Anthem, I think, or whatever it was. It was really good. I got to get her on America's Got Talent. But with that, guys, I think we're out of time, right, Reese? That's clock's rolling along here. Time goes so fast.
We're still out of time.
Yeah. And we want to thank everybody on the EasyWay family. Remember, text EasyWay to 55678. Create an account on the EasyWay Wall of Fame. A lot of opportunities. This is something where you can get involved and get to meet the people and everything. It's quite a family. But till then, Reese, I guess we're going to be signing off, and we'll talk to everybody and see how their Christmas went. But until then,
right.
Keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live will be signing out.
Have a good one.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the EasyWay Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.